Drinking different kinds of tea, nothing like it.
The Chatam Sofer is focused on a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos is where we have most of the laws of Tefillin. And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is discussing the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the Gemara says that Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, came to the house of Rava, the son of Rav Nachman, and he saw that he was wearing a doubled over talis, and the talis had been folded over, and he had placed the tzitzis on the folds. And he said, that's not the corner that you should be putting it. So he took off that garment and he put on a different garment. And he told him, you should know that the requirement of tzitzis is not contingent on the garment. It is contingent on the person. The Gemara tells us that the earlier generations of pious people, the second they'd start weaving a garment, once they'd have the minimum requirement size for a garment, they'd put tzitzis in the garment already. So the Gemara says that's the Hasidim, they're special pious people, they applied stringencies to themselves. And they were in disagreement with the angel. Why? What angel? Because an angel came to Rav Ketina and he found him covering himself with some kind of blanket. So he said to him, Ketina, Ketina. He's talking to Rav Ketina. And Rav Ketina has covered himself with his blanket and he doesn't have tzitzis in his blanket. So he tells him, Ketina, Ketina. Sadina bekaita v'salbala b'tzitva. Tzitzit shel tchelet ma tehei aleha. If you cover yourself with this blanket in the summer and a different blanket in the winter, so then you're never going to end up wearing tzitzis like you should. Amale anshitu ese. Amale bizman de'ika ritcha anshinan. So he said, you'll punish me? Okay, so I'll do it. So he said, no, the way it works is, if it's a time of danger and one doesn't have tzitzis on, then he doesn't get protected from the danger. It's not that you have to have tzitzis, but if you have tzitzis, then they protect you in a time of danger. So that's the Gemara that the Chasam Sofer is focused on. So, says the Chasam Sofer, Had Rav Ketina lo alach tzitzit, this that Rav Ketina, he was wearing this type of blanket that isn't required with tzitzis, and the angel showed up and said, hey, if you're going to wear this garment in the summer and the other garment in the winter, you're never going to have tzitzit. So Rav Ketina said, well, what do you want me to do? Will I get punished? Okay, so I'll make tzitzit. So he said, no, it's not that I'll punish you if you don't. It's that you don't have the protection in a time of need. So the truth is, if you think about it, we're all like Rav Ketina. All the garments we wear, summer and winter, don't require tzitzit. We put on a special garment that's obligated in tzitzit and wear tzitzit on that garment. But we don't wear any garment that's obligated in tzitzit, naturally, and our undershirts don't need tzitzit. Our shirts don't need tzitzit. Our pants don't need tzitzit. We don't have to wear tzitzit. Mexicans that wear ponchos might wear a garment that needs tzitzit. But we don't wear a tzitzit. We don't wear a garment that needs tzitzit. So Rav Ketina wasn't walking around with tzitzis. He didn't have any garment that required tzitzis. So the tamo havi mishum de mitzvah tzitzit havi kmoot ben oven shein pach. The reason is because the mitzvah of tzitzis is like a sign connecting between us and Hashem. Like two good friends, when they separate from one another, they give them something to remember me by. They give something to remember the person by. I was once by my grandfather and I saw he had a picture a big rabbi in Europe with a signature on it and a little bit of writing on it. So I asked him, what's this? So he said, when we met like 50 years ago and we knew we were each going our ways, I was going to America, he was going to Israel. So he gave me a picture of himself with this writing on it. And I thought to myself, wow. Think of the ego. You're separating with someone and you give him a picture of yourself. And so I asked my grandpa, I said, what's going on here? That's how you separate from prison. That's the gift he gave you, a picture of himself. So my grandfather told me that that's what was acceptable in Europe. That when you separate from someone, so each person gave someone, the other person, something that to remember him by. And once pictures were around, so it was acceptable that that's what people did. That you gave someone else a picture of yourself because you assumed that if you're really good friends, he wants to remember you. So it seems that the Chassam Sofer is saying that this was common, and even in the Gemara's time this was common, that when two people who like one another separate, so each one gives the other one something to remember him by. Because through the sign, so you always have something to remember, to remind yourself between you and your good friend. I can tell you, I have a really, really good friend. One really, really good friend. He once gave me a cup with a Snoopy picture on it that says, out of friendship. And I'd always use that cup, because every time I'd pick it up, I'd think of him. So it was only when I got that cup that I understood what that rabbi was doing with my grandfather. Like I never before experienced that. That you like someone so much that you want to remember him at any given time. One rabbi, I think Rav Cooperman, recommends that when people get married, that the spouses should each give one another a picture of themselves when they were a cute little kid. He says, anytime you get upset at your spouse, you open up your wallet and you see your spouse is a five-year-old smiling. Oh, there, you can't be upset at a five-year-old. When I was younger and I saw it by my grandfather, I didn't understand it. But the Chassam Sofer is saying that that's what tzitzis is. Tzitzis is when two good friends are separating, when we aren't with Hashem at any every given moment. God, Hashem gave us this sort of this sign that's a sign of companionship. Ken mitzvah tzitzit, that's the mitzvah of tzitzit, v'tfilin, and the mitzvah of tfilin, havi'ot beino v'en Hashem itbarach shelo nishkach hayu chas v'shalom. It's a sign between us and Hashem that we shouldn't forget Hashem. Ot is a sign. So the Chassam Sofer is saying that it's a sign of friendship. It's a sign of connection. Aval Rav Kitna yada ba'atzmo shu devek kol kach ba'avat Hashem itbarach. Rav Kitna knew about himself that he's so close to Hashem at every given moment. Uvadai lo yishkach, he won't forget. That's when you're separating from someone, you need a sign. But he was close. V'lachen eino tzarichot. He doesn't need the sign. Rak mikol makom Shapir amar hamalach, but nonetheless the angel correctly told him be'ina deritcha anshina naase, that when it's a time of anger, when God is bringing wrath to the world, so then even on this positive commandment which isn't obligatory, if he's not wearing if all of his garments don't require tzitzis, so he doesn't have to wear tzitzis, he isn't wearing a four cornered garment, nonetheless one will get punished for this, for not fulfilling this commandment at a time of danger, a time of anger. For a person cannot hold himself to be so holy, even though he really is holy. Nonetheless, in one's own eyes, one may not hold himself to be so holy and say, I don't need tzitzit. And therefore, if it's a time of anger, so then... that's when the wrath comes out on this point. That's how the Chassam Sofer explains this concept. And it's interesting because to me this is new, that we understand that the ot, the sign, is a sign of love. I always understood it's a sign. Yeah, it's a sign that we're doing Hashem's commandment. We're connected to Hashem. It's a sign that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's a sign that we have to think of Hashem with our thoughts, with our actions. But I never looked at it as a sign of love. The Chassam Sofer is saying it's like when two beloved friends are departing, so that's the sign that God gave us. Hey, I'm with you. Yeah.
We see in the Gemara, even nowadays, like big tzaddikim that go like far and above like what they should be doing in order to do like even like a small mitzvah. And tzitzit are like such an easy thing to do. I don't understand why he wouldn't have done it just to get the mitzvah, I guess. I don't even if he didn't necessarily need it. I mean, like, it's not like a difficult mitzvah. It's not like it would require anything.
Okay, so let's analyze that. In order to have tzitzit, so you're saying it was an easy mitzvah, why didn't he just get this mitzvah to say? The clothing he was wearing weren't obligated in tzitzit. So in order to be obligated in tzitzit, he'd have to get a woolen garment that's that size, and he'd have to get strings that were made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzit. Now today, everyone wears tzitzit. So you just go to a store, and you could get strings that were made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzit. You can't just take any strings and put them in. You need strings that were made, according to the Ramah, preferably, from the time that the wool was purified, was cleaned, mishas niputz, from the time that they combed the wool. It has to all be done for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis, done by a Jew. So today, if you want to get tzitzis like that, they cost you like 70 shekel. The tzitzis that you guys are wearing are all tzitzis that were made lishma from the time they were spun. And even then, if you're going to get handmade, it costs 25 shekel. It's not the 7 shekel or 10 shekel of machine-made. So today that everything's mass-produced, yeah, it's relatively easy to get tzitzit. And even today, when I want to get tzitzit, it takes me time. I have to sit down and make the tzitzit, make all the knots, make all the windings around. That takes time. It takes time, not 2 minutes. And for us today, it's very easy to acquire the tzitzit. Perhaps that was part of the cheshbon here. We should remember that in the time of Chazal, it doesn't seem that it was so common to wear tzitzit. It seems like even in the time of the Tosfos, not every person wore tzitzit. Today, everyone wears tzitzit. But there were times in the times of the Tosfos that it seems from Tosfos' discussion that there were many people who didn't wear tzitzit their whole lives. And now if you don't have a market for it, so then it's not so easy to come by. So I don't know. I don't know if that was the cheshbon. I don't know what Rav Kitna's cheshbon was. The question is a good question. I don't have an answer for you. I'm saying possibly this is an answer. The question is an excellent question. And maybe this is a legitimate answer. Maybe. I don't know.
Wasn't the case that I'm in Chutz La'aretz or somewhere else where I can't find tzitzit and I have only one pair of tzitzit and because of the traveling or whatever happens, one of the tzitzit cuts becomes non-kosher and I have to change it. I can't wear a full-color garment for only three tzitzit. Is it permissible for the time until I get the proper strings for tzitzit to take other woolen strings for making?
I don't think so.
So you should always have like a bunch of tzitzit with you.
Yeah, but tzitzit nowadays usually lasts. I mean, maybe people who wear their tzitzit outside the garment have more of an issue. I don't know. My tzitzit aren't out. But I don't know. What?
Because I wear them outside, and it can easily happen that you just hang somewhere and
so in that case, I wouldn't wear them outside.
You.
If you're out in Greece and you know you're not going to be able to find a replacement easily, I would not wear my tzitzit outside. Mm-hmm. Better you perform the mitzvah than have them hanging outside.
Can't you just hear why do you have your tzitzit outside?
My custom is not to have it outside. I'm saying even a person who ordinarily wears his tzitzit outside, if he's out in Greece and he knows that it happens frequently enough that his tzitzit get pasul, so then, being that he has no replacement for those tzitzit, he should preferably not wear them outside, in my opinion. You could do that, but then you could end up spending many days not performing this biblical mitzvah. If a person's out in Greece for a year, and better wear it inside your pants and have the mitzvah all year than wear it outside your pants, and maybe you'll have a month or 2 months where you don't have the mitzvah. I just want to make mention of another thing. The halacha says that every day before we put on the tzitzit, we're supposed to check our tzitzit. We're supposed to check that it's kosher. So ordinarily today, most people don't do it, and they rely on the fact that today it's very rare that our tzitzit become pasul. But if you see the way you're describing that by you, your tzitzit do often get caught and cut and become pasul, so then you shouldn't put on tzitzit in the morning without checking it. Now, what you could do is you could check it at night before you go to sleep. When you take off the tzitzit, you could check that they're kosher, so that in the morning when you're in a rush, you won't have to check them. But you should check them. If you're saying it happens commonly, I don't remember the last time it happened to me. I mean, in 15, 20 years, I don't remember that my tzitzit became pasud in my talit or my tzitzit. But if you're saying that by you it does happen, so then you do have to check.
It happens like not every month, but it happens.
Okay.